Welcome to the Connection Meditation. When people open their hearts to positive emotions, they see their own growth in ways that transform them for the better. So this meditation encourages you to develop feelings of love, kindness, and social connectedness. So let's begin by establishing your meditation posture. Position your body so you'll be as comfortable as possible, yet relaxed and alert for the next 10 minutes. Let your body settle down towards the chair, the bed, or the floor, allowing gravity to support your whole body. And now rest your awareness inside the movements and the sensations of the breath in the whole body. Feeling the breath in the front, the back, and the sides. The inside of the body and the surface of the body. Allow the breath to be soaked in with kindliness and tenderness towards yourself. Soak your breath with kindliness, the way the water of the ocean is soaked with salt. Can you allow all the unpleasant and pleasant aspects of your experience to arise and pass away in each moment? Within an open and broad field of awareness. Neither pushing away the unpleasant or clinging to the pleasant, but just resting back within a broad, stable, kindly field of awareness. And as you sit here, bring to mind a friend. Someone that you have existing feelings of liking or friendliness. Choose someone as a representative of all the people that you like in your life. Now imagine inviting them into your field of awareness, either as an image, a feeling, or any other imaginative way that works for you. Stay grounded in your own experience and expand your awareness to include your friend. Sit quietly with them in your imagination, gently breathing together. And reflecting on all that you share with your friend. Although you look different and the details of your lives are different, you're both breathing in and out in exactly the same way. And beneath this relatively superficial difference, you are so alike. Your friends will have unpleasant experiences that they tend to resist and push away or get overwhelmed by. And pleasant experiences they tend to cling on to in pretty much the same way as you do. So see if you can imaginatively reach over the sense of difference and separation that we usually feel towards others and focus instead on a sense of common humanity with your friend, including a sense of kindliness in the breath towards your friend. So on the in-breath, breathe in as strong a sense of connection with your friend as you can manage. And on the out-breath, breathe out kindliness and well-wishing towards your friend. Everything that you wish for yourself, compassion, contentment, fulfillment, perhaps you can now wish for your friend. Imagine them being bathed in these qualities with each out-breath. And now broaden your awareness still further to include other people. Expand your awareness so it radiates from the center of your body to include yourself and your friend, and bring to mind other people in your vicinity. Maybe there are others in the house with you or in the neighborhood. So bring these people to life in your imagination. Each one of them is a living, breathing human being just like you. Everything that you experience in your own life, they experience in their lives in their own way. They are breathing in and out every moment just like you. They have unpleasant experiences that they don't like and push away or get overwhelmed with, just like you do, and pleasant, enjoyable experiences that they can delight in, but so often destroy through grasping, just like you. So spend a few moments feeling a sense of commonality with all these other people. And now broaden out your awareness still further to include more and more people. See if you can use your self-awareness as a touchstone for empathy with humanity instead of feeling isolated by your experience. Can you empathize with other human beings as you realize how alike we all are deep down? To the extent that we know ourselves honestly and authentically, we know humanity. To the extent that we acknowledge our own suffering, we know what it's like for others to suffer. To the extent that we know our own openness of heart, joy and happiness, we know what it's like for others to have joy and happiness, and we can delight in this. And now include kindliness and well-wishing with the breath as you reflect on all you share with others. On the in-breath, breathe in empathy for all humanity. And on the out-breath, breathe out kindliness and well-wishing towards all humanity. Instead of focusing on difference, focus on commonality. Instead of focusing on isolation, focus on connectedness. Breathe in a sense of interest and connection with humanity, and breathe out kindliness and well-wishing for all humanity. And allow your breath of well-wishing to flow equally towards everybody, without preference, people you like, people you don't like, people you know, people you don't know, people who are awake, people who are asleep, people who are nearby, and people who are far away, people living in peaceful places, and people living in war zones. They're all human beings. We are all so similar. None of us likes to suffer, and we all want to be happy. So resting back within a broad and open field of awareness, remaining centered and grounded in your own experience, and expanding your awareness on and on and on to include life everywhere. Rest inside the movements and the sensations of the breath in your body, and have a sense of the whole world breathing. expanding and subsiding, expanding and subsiding. A ceaseless, gentle movement and flow. Allow the whole world to be bathed and saturated in a kindly, loving breath. In and out. And now very gently begin to bring this meditation to a close. Maintain a sense of openness towards yourself and towards others with a sense of softness in your body and the breath. Gently open your eyes and move your body. See if you can take in this quality of connectedness with common humanity as you re-engage with the activities of your day. Take time as you make the transition from the meditation space to your daily life.